Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But this shall be a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it on their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. He's talking about the nation of Israel, that new covenant. He's going to give them a new heart, and he's going to forgive them of those things that and I don't want to bring other preachers in, that they said God's cast them off forever. God has not cast. Aren't you glad God can forgive you? He's going to forgive the nation of Israel, and we're reading it right here. Ezekiel 36, real quick. And this gets gooder and gooder. Man, where should I start? I don't want to read all. This time we'll allow. Okay, let me just start in verse number 30. Therefore saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast. Take him in the right place. Yeah. No, I'm not in the right place. Ezekiel, that's Ezekiel 36. Ah, there you go. This is much better. Verse number 26. Let me go to 25. Ezekiel 36. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols, I cleanse you. In other words, Israel worshiping the true, we get on. He said, I'm going to cleanse you of that. A new heart also will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away that stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh, a new heart. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. They're not doing that today, but they will. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn, talking about millennium, and will increase it and lay no famine upon you. Remember, he talks about how during the millennium that the Dead Sea will produce fish. The fishermen's again, it all ties in here. Verse number 30, and I will multiply the fruit of the tree and increase the field. Verse number 31, then ye shall remember your own evil way and your doings, and ye shall loathe it. And look at verse number 32. Not for your sakes do I this. I'm not doing this for you, Israel, saith the Lord, because you rebelled against me, you revolted. But notice this. But be known unto you, and be ashamed, and be confounded for your own ways, O house. God is doing it for himself, for his name. Thus saith the Lord, in the day that I have cleansed you from all of your iniquities, I will cause you to dwell in the cities, and waste shall be builded, and desolate land shall be tilled. And it goes on, verse number 35, that land was desolate, it shall become like the Garden of Eden. Verse number 36, the heathen that are left round about will know that the Lord has spoken and he's going to do this. Verse number 37, the Lord said, I will yet thus be inquired by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as a holy flock, as a flock of Jerusalem, and a solemn feast. And it just goes on and on. In the verse chapter number 37, it talks about the valley of dry bones. Knee bone connected to the leg bone. Remember that song? Okay, and then the meat and the sinews and all, how it all comes together. This is how he does that, where the nation of Israel comes together in chapters number 37. Then you see an everlasting covenant in chapter 37 of 26, and a covenant of peace with them. It goes on and on. Chapter 38 is the battle of Gog and Magog, 38 and 39. It goes on. All that's during the tribulation period and the millennium, what God's going to do for the nation of Israel. Back in Romans chapter number 11, and we'll close with this, where we started this morning. Verse number 26. And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them. That new covenant that we looked at real quick, and we'll go in more detail next week. I just want to give you an overview. When I take away their sins, remember what we read about? Give them a new heart, and I'll forgive them, and remember their iniquities no more. Israel is, I'm going to close this. Israel is the only nation in history which God has had a covenant with. Don't let that throw you. It's not America. It's not Russia. It's not China. It's not anybody else. Only Israel has God ever made a covenant, because that's his people. They reject him for the most part to this day. But he has some great, great plans for Israel. And I'm going to read this last passage of scripture and then we'll be done. But I have pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen where they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord, I do not this for your sake, but for my holy name's sake. Ezekiel 36, 22. I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this because of my name's sake. Because I promised something to Abraham. I promised something to Jacob. I promised something to Isaac. I promised something to David. Even though you're away from me and you disregard me, my covenant is not based upon your obedience or disobedience. My covenant is based upon my faithfulness, God is saying here. Amen. Verse number 23, and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, and I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes, and I will take you from the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and bring you into your own land. And that's going to happen. Let me finish with this. These covenants are not dependent upon Abraham, David, or even Israel herself. It's dependent exclusively upon God's integrity for their fulfillment. Their fulfillment of these covenants relies totally on God's faithfulness, not Israel's obedience. They're unconditional and they're everlasting, and God promised them. And next week, we'll look more about that new covenant, the one that's yet to come to place, about not just the land, but what God's going to do for the nation of Israel in the future. God's not done with them. God's not done with them. Do I appreciate everything that's going on in Israel? Of course not. I don't appreciate everything going on here in America. Amen, preacher. We got some crazy politicians, don't we? I got to quit, so I'm not going to talk about President Trump. I'm glad he's our president. But sometimes I think he's a nut. I voted for him. Sometimes I will say this. I would love to be his spiritual advisor. He got some nut house in the, this is probably out there. Y'all know who I'm talking about? That lady preacher, Paula White, is his spiritual advisor. God help us. Are y'all mad at me? Well, let's pray so God ask for forgiveness, okay? Our Father, we love you. We do thank you, Lord, for the promises that you've given to your people, Israel. Lord, they're still your people. They're disobedient and far away from you. Lord, you made some promises to them. And Lord, I thank you for the promises you gave us for eternal life and for salvation, full and free, and not just for life, but life more abundant. And it's our prayer that perhaps there's somebody here today that's not accepted Christ, that today be that day. They call upon your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come back next week and I'll finish this about Israel.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.